We are blood donor education material. We know that you would not donate unless you think your blood is safe. However, in order for us to assess all risks that may affect you or a patient receiving a transfusion, it is essential that you answer each question completely and accurately. If you don't understand a question, ask We Are Blood staff. All information you provide is confidential. To determine if you are eligible to donate, we will ask about your health and travel, ask about medicines you are taking or have taken, ask about risks for infection that can be transmitted by blood, especially AIDS and viral hepatitis, take your blood pressure, temperature, and pulse, take a blood sample to be sure your blood count is acceptable. We will ask about travel to or birth in other countries. Blood donor tests may not be available for some infections that are found only in certain countries. If you were born in, have lived in, or visited certain countries, you may not be eligible to donate. If you are eligible to donate, we will clean your arm with an antiseptic, so please tell us if you have any skin allergies. We will also use a new sterile disposable needle to collect your blood. What happens after you donate? To protect patients, your blood is tested for several types of hepatitis, HIV, syphilis, and other infections. If your blood tests positive, it will not be given to a patient. There are times when your blood is not tested. If this occurs, you may not receive any notification. You will be notified about any positive result, which may disqualify you from donating in the future. We Are Blood will not release your test results without your written permission unless required by law, i.e., to the health department. Donor eligibility, specific information. Certain diseases, such as AIDS and hepatitis, can be spread through sexual contact and enter your bloodstream. We will ask specific questions about sexual contact. What do we mean by sexual contact? The words have sexual contact with and sex are used in some of the questions we will ask you and apply to any of the activities below, whether or not a condom or other protection was used. Vaginal sex, contact between penis and vagina. Oral sex, mouth or tongue on someone's vagina, penis, or anus. Anal sex, contact between penis and anus. HIV AIDS risk behaviors. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS. It is spread mainly by sexual contact with an infected person or by sharing needles or syringes used by an infected person for injecting drugs. Do not donate if you have had HIV AIDS or have had a positive test for the HIV AIDS virus, have used needles to take any drugs not prescribed by your doctor in the past 3 months, have taken money, drugs, or payment for sex in the past 3 months, have had sexual contact in the past 3 months with anyone who has ever had HIV AIDS or has ever had a positive test for the HIV AIDS virus, ever taken money, drugs, or other payment for sex, or ever used needles to take any drugs not prescribed by their doctor. Are a male who has had sexual contact with another male in the past 3 months? Are a female who has had sexual contact in the past 3 months with a male who has had sexual contact with another male in the past 3 months? Have had syphilis or gonorrhea in the past 3 months? Have been in a juvenile detention, lockup, jail, or prison for 72 or more consecutive hours in the past 12 months? Have a history of Ebola virus infection or disease? Do not donate to get a test. If you think you may be at risk for HIV/AIDS or any other infection, do not donate simply to get a test. Ask us where you can be tested outside We Are Blood. Do not donate if you have these symptoms, which can be present before an HIV test turns positive: fever, enlarged lymph glands, sore throat, rash. Your blood can transmit infections, including HIV/AIDS, even if you feel well and all your tests are normal. This is because even the best tests cannot detect the virus for a period of time after you are infected. Important new information. Do not donate if you are taking any medication to prevent HIV infection. These medications may be known by you under the following names: PrEP, PEP, Truvada, or Descovy. have taken such a medication in the past 3 months, or have ever taken any medication to treat HIV infection. Do not donate if your donation might harm the patient who receives the transfusion. Thank you for donating blood today. We are Blood. 512-206-1266.
We Are Blood Medication Deferral List. Do not stop taking medications prescribed by your doctor in order to donate blood. Donating while taking these drugs could have a negative effect on your health or on the health of the recipient of your blood. Please tell us if you are being treated with any of the following types of medications. Antiplatelet agents, usually taken to prevent stroke or heart attack. Feldene, which is also called piroxicam, anytime in the last 2 days. Effient, which is also called prasugrel, anytime in the last 3 days. Brilinta, also known as ticagrelor, anytime in the last 7 days. Plavix, also known as clopidogrel, anytime in the last 14 days. Ticlid, also known ticlopidine, anytime in the last 14 days. Zontivity, also known as Vorapaxar, anytime in the last month. Anticoagulants or blood thinners, usually to prevent blood clots in the legs and lungs and to prevent strokes. Eryxtra, also known as fondaparinux, anytime in the last 2 days. Eliquis, also known as apixaban, anytime in the last 2 days. Pradaxa, also known as dabigatran, anytime in the last 2 days. Cevesa, also known as edoxaban, anytime in the last 2 days. Xarelto, also known as rivaroxaban, anytime in the last 2 days. Coumadin, warfarin, and gentovin, also known as warfarin, anytime in the last 7 days. Heparin, low molecular weight heparin, anytime in the last 7 days. Acne treatment. Accutane, Miorasin, Amnestime, Sotret, Absorica, Xenotane, Clarivis, also known as isotretinoin, anytime in the last month. Multiple myeloma. Thalamid, also known as thalidomide, anytime in the last month. Rheumatoid arthritis. Rinvoq, also known as upadacitinib, anytime in the last month. Hair loss remedy. Propecia, also known as finasteride, anytime in the last month. Prostate symptoms. Proscar, also known as finasteride, anytime in the last month. Avodart or Jalen, also known as dutasteride, anytime in the past 6 months. Immunosuppressant. Celcept, also known as mycophenolate mofetil. HIV prevention. PrEP and PEP. Truvada, Descovy, Tivicay, Isentris. Also known as tenofovir, emtricitabine, dolutegravir, raltegravir, anytime in the last 3 months. Basal cell skin cancer. Erivedge, Odomzo, also known as vismodegib, sonidegib, anytime in the past 24 months. Relapsing multiple sclerosis, Aubagio, also known as teriflunomide, anytime in the last 24 months. Rheumatoid arthritis, ARABA, also known as leflunomide, anytime in the last 24 months. Hepatitis exposure, hepatitis B immune globulin, also known as HBIG, anytime in the last 12 months. Experimental medication or unlicensed experimental vaccine, anytime in the last 12 months. Psoriasis, psoriatane, also known as acitretin, anytime in the last 36 months. Tegacin, also known as etretinate, ever. HIV treatment, also known as antiretroviral therapy, ART, ever. Do not stop taking medications prescribed by your doctor in order to donate blood. Some medications affect your eligibility as a blood donor for the following reasons. Antiplatelet agents affect platelet function, so people taking these drugs should not donate platelets for the indicated time. You may still be able to donate whole blood or red blood cells by apheresis. Anticoagulants or blood thinners are used to treat or prevent blood clots in the legs, lungs, or other parts of the body and to prevent strokes. These medications affect the blood's ability to clot, which might cause excessive bruising or bleeding when you donate. You may still be able to donate whole blood or red blood cells by apheresis. Isotretinoin, finasteride, dutasteride, acitretin, and etretinate can cause birth defects. Your donated blood could contain high enough levels to damage the unborn baby if transfused to a pregnant woman. Thalamide, thalidomide, erivedge, vismodegib, odomzo, sonidegib, aubagio, teriflunomide, rinvoq, upadacitinib, may cause birth defects or the death of an unborn baby if transfused to a pregnant woman. Celsip, mycophenolate, mofetil, and ARABA, leflunomide, are immunosuppressants that may cause birth defects or death of an unborn baby if transfused to a pregnant woman. Pre-EP or pre-exposure prophylaxis involves taking a specific combination of medicines as a prevention method for people who are HIV negative and at high risk of HIV infection. PEP or post-exposure prophylaxis is a short-term treatment started as soon as possible after a high-risk exposure to HIV to reduce the risk of infections. ART or antiretroviral therapy is the daily use of a combination of HIV medicines, called the HIV regimen, to treat HIV infection. Hepatitis B immune globulin, also known as HBIG, is an injected material used to prevent hepatitis B infection following a possible or known exposure to hepatitis B. HBIG does not prevent hepatitis B infection in every case. Therefore, persons who have received HBIG must wait to donate blood. Experimental medication or unlicensed experimental vaccine is usually associated with a research study, and the effect on the safety of transfused blood is unknown.
We Are Blood, self-deferral from blood donation by persons with a history of Ebola virus infection or disease. Please notify a staff member if you are presenting today for donation and have a history of Ebola virus infection or disease. Donors who have a history of Ebola should not donate blood or blood components.
We Are Blood. You decide. Is your blood safe to transfuse to another person? If you feel pressured by friends, relatives, or coworkers to donate, and you don't want them to know that you are not eligible to be a blood donor, or if you know that you are at risk for an infection or disease but do not want anyone to know, or if you do not want your blood to be used for any reason and do not want anyone to know, or if you feel that your response to a question might not have been completely truthful, please call We Are Blood at 512-206-1136. All information received by We Are Blood will be kept confidential. Unless unforeseen technical difficulties prevent testing, blood will be tested and you will be notified about test results that may disqualify you from donating in the future.
We Are Blood began HLA Class 1 and 2 antibody testing on October 1, 2016. Why does the blood center need to know about my pregnancy history? Pregnancy can increase a donor's chance for developing human leukocyte antigen HLA antibodies. HLA antibodies are proteins found in blood that are made by the immune system. HLA antibodies are protective, healthy substances and do not adversely affect the donor's health. However, if present in donated blood products, HLA antibodies have the potential to cause a serious reaction known as transfusion-related acute lung injury, also known as TRALI, in patients through transfusion. TRALI is an uncommon complication following transfusion that causes fluid accumulation in a patient's lungs and breathing difficulties that can range from mild to life-threatening. While the incidence of TRALI is infrequent, it is the leading cause of transfusion-related deaths in the U.S. These HLA antibodies are believed to be cause of TRALI in recipients of products with large volume plasma from a single donor. Why does the blood center have to perform this HLA testing? The blood center is required to perform this test to meet regulatory requirements detailed in 30th edition of AABB standards for blood banks and transfusion services, also known as BBTS, and reduce the risk of transfusion-related acute lung injury, also known as TRALI, in patients receiving apheresis platelet transfusions. This test will be required to release apheresis platelets or plasma product if the donor has a history of pregnancy or if the donor has been pregnant since the last donation. Does this testing affect platelet inventory for the community? Yes. Donors with positive HLA antibody testing will not be eligible to donate platelet products. There is the potential to lose up to 30% of our female platelet donors who have been pregnant once we implement HLA testing. How does the blood center plan to provide platelets to the community with this potential loss to inventory? The blood center will continue to identify female whole blood donors that have never been pregnant and are ideally suited for conversion to platelet procedures based on blood type and/or platelet count. Identify female whole blood donors with a history of pregnancy that are ideally suited for HLA testing based on blood type and/or platelet count, with the ultimate goal of converting HLA negative female whole blood donors to platelet procedures. Produce whole blood-derived platelet products from all donors. What can I do to help platelet inventory? If you are a female who has never been pregnant, please consider platelet donations to help stabilize Central Texas platelet inventory and ensure all of our community needs are met. As always, your complete honesty in answering all questions is essential for the safety of patients receiving your gift of donation. We Are Blood is committed to providing the highest quality product and service to our area patients and donors. We welcome any questions about TRALI, eligibility, or blood donation, as safety and education are among our top priorities.
We Are Blood, blood donation and iron deficiency. What should I know? Donating blood may reduce iron stores within your body. While the impact of iron deficiency varies among donors, we believe it is important for all donors to understand the potential risks of iron deficiency as a result of routine blood donations. How does We Are Blood test my iron? We Are Blood performs a finger stick during your vital sign screening / mini physical to obtain a hemoglobin reading in under a minute. Hemoglobin is the measurement of the oxygen carrying capacity of the red blood cells in your blood. it is important that your body maintains an adequate hemoglobin level in order to carry oxygen throughout your body. Your hemoglobin value is entered into our computer system and evaluated by our staff against our federally regulated target values to see if you are eligible to move forward with the donation process. It is important to understand that some donors experience iron deficiency even when their hemoglobin value is within our target values. Young donors between the ages of 17 and 20, premenopausal females, donors who give whole blood more than 2 times per year, and donors who have a borderline acceptable hemoglobin are the groups most at risk for iron deficiency following blood donation. My hemoglobin was borderline today. What should I do to avoid the risk of iron deficiency following my donation? Recent studies have shown that incorporating certain lifestyle changes can decrease the risk of iron deficiency following donation. Some examples are: maintain a healthy lifestyle with nutritionally balanced meals and drinking plenty of fluids. Add a source of vitamin C, such as orange juice, tomatoes, or strawberries, to your diet when eating iron-rich foods. This additional vitamin C will increase your body's absorption of the dietary iron. Avoid drinking caffeinated beverages during or immediately following iron-rich meals, as caffeine can decrease your ability to absorb iron. Consult your physician or pharmacist to see if taking an over-the-counter iron supplement and/or daily multivitamin containing iron is recommended. Note: do not begin taking additional iron supplementation/multivitamins prior to consulting with your healthcare provider, and ensure iron tablets/multivitamins are always kept out of reach of children. Cook in cast iron. Consider extending the interval of time between your donations to allow your body additional time to replace the iron that is naturally lost during the donation process. Incorporate some of these iron-rich foods into your balanced diet. Breakfast cereals, fortified with 100% of the daily value of iron, one serving, 18 milligrams per serving, 100% daily value. Oysters, Eastern, cooked with moist heat, 3 ounces, 8 milligrams per serving, 44% daily value. White beans, canned, 1 cup, 8 milligrams per serving, 44% daily value. Chocolate, dark, 45% to 69% cacao solids, 3 ounces, 7 milligrams per serving, 39% daily value. Beef liver, pan-fried, 3 ounces, 5 milligrams per serving, 28% daily value. Lentils, boiled and drained, half cup, 3 milligrams per serving, 17% daily value. Spinach, boiled and drained, half cup, 3 milligrams per serving, 17% daily value. Tofu, firm, half cup, 3 milligrams per serving, 17% daily value. Daily values were developed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to help consumers compare the nutrients contained of products within the context of a total diet. The daily value for iron is 18 milligrams for adults and children age 4 and older. Foods providing 20% or more of the daily value are considered to be high sources of a nutrient. What are the signs/symptoms associated with iron deficiency? Individuals with iron deficiency can experience anemia, fatigue and irritability, exercise intolerance, exertional dyspnea, difficulty concentrating, weakness, and or pica, a craving to chew on things that are not food, such as ice or chalk. If I have more questions, what should I do? If you have questions about how blood donation could impact your iron stores, we recommend that you speak with your personal physician about blood donation and iron deficiency. Your physician knows your health history and is the best person to perform anemia testing or provide guidance on iron supplementation.